Well, the first questions that we've gotten this morning are all about ryegrass, which is actually perfect timing because I've got a guest on the line, Jay Danick, who has a blog that I was just reading this week. Okay, so now that you've got your winter ryegrass planted, now what? So we'll do a little segment here with Jay Danick. Welcome to the program. Joining us on the line. Talk to us about what, first off, it's West Coast sod, and you guys are pretty much the people that the Bob sod is the
people probably don't know what Bob is anymore, though.
I still don't even know what the proper name of it's supposed to be now. Once the name stuck in my head, I can't rename it. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Well, yeah, I'll give you a little background on Bob sod. Obviously, for those that have been around Arizona, the original Diamondbacks field was sponsored by Bank One. And the ballpark was called Bank One Ballpark. And that was the first sod that we put in there that really took off. And it became a kind of a instant hit with homeowners and landscapers and golf courses. So we changed the name to Bob sod. And 20 years later, it still stuck around, even though the stadium changed 10 years ago. People still call it Bob sod, and easy enough for us to keep it.
Good to build a brand.
It is. can't change it now.
No.
And I have seen a ton of winter lawns go in, and we've got two J's on the line here. So we got Jay Harper and Jay Danick. So I'm just going to switch to last names here real quick. Mr. Harper always says, if you want to save water and you have a lawn, the winter lawn's the one to have because it takes less water. And you're actually in the type of weather that you can go out and enjoy it, as opposed to our Bermuda in the summer, where it's too hot to go out and enjoy.
Exactly. No, he's exactly right. Once you get it established after the first few weeks, I mean, you're realistically cutting your water back to 2-3 times a week. And then once we get into December, January, February, you can get away with twice a week. And you can definitely save a lot of water just by having a good winter lawn.
Yeah, there's been years like last winter. I probably didn't water it all winter.
Yeah, it really depends on how aesthetically pleasing you want it, and obviously the weather patterns. You know, if we ever got rain around here, yeah, then you can probably go every 10 days to 14 days.
Yeah, let's hope we can hope.
It doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But yeah, other than the burst of water that you use to germinate the seed, It's a pretty low water affair. And I guess my argument is the fact that, you know, the concept of xeriscaping or responsible landscaping, you do the type of landscaping that you're going to actually take advantage of. And, you know, we have a lot of people that have, you know, nice Bermuda lawns that they look at through their living room window, you know, and other than maybe the dog walking on it. So, as far as lifestyle landscaping, you know, the winter lawn is certainly.
And it's always a prettier grass. There's no question that ryegrass is the better looking of any grass that's on the market.
I think you might share alma maters with my brothers, and they just said, well, that's the only real grass we really have. They're a Colorado State guys, and they're just like, this other stuff is, it is pretty when you mow it. You can, you know, if you want to get real fancy on your mower and get a bar, you can stripe it like the ballparks do. You can do all kinds of stuff, right?
Oh, definitely. And there's so many new Bermuda grasses and paspalums. And we actually have a new water-saving grass called Carapia that's more of a ground cover. I'm sure you've heard of, like, the old Lipia,
right?
From back in the day that's right. Really done well, that really only uses about 20% of ET now. So kind of a new go-to the last few years that we've seen a lot of people go to that don't want to really do much to their lawn. They don't even want to mow.
Mm-hmm.
Very little water, and it's a great alternative. So there's definitely a lot of good things on the market. You know, the breeders are still looking for that year-round ryegrass, and they get closer every year. But, you know, in the meantime, we're stuck kind of making the switch every year. And
my kids would love that if you could do that, because they always call it, when do we get the soft grass back? Mm-hmm. And how tall can ryegrass get? Because I've seen some lawns where it seems like they're letting the blades get 6-7 inches tall, even after a mow. my mower doesn't go that high.
That's obviously a personal preference. You know, I mean, ideally you would be somewhere probably in the 1.5 to 3 inch range. You know, the longer you keep it, the less water you're going to use. And, you know, 6 inches might be a little aggressive, but yeah, can it be done? If you could set the mower that high, it could definitely work.
And so the taller the grass, the less water?
You're going to use a little bit less water on that. So it just doesn't need as much maintenance as some of, like, if you're, like, golf course wise, you know, you're keeping a grass at 1/2 inch to 1 inch, somewhere in that range. And in order to keep it that short, your root system is also a little bit shorter in that too. So you've got to be a little more careful and add a little bit more water to it. So just keeping a little longer does keep it a little healthier. So generally I would say between 1.5 and 3 inches is perfect.
Just don't make the mistake if you want to let it get long and then decide you want to shorten it up of then just cutting it short with any grass. So
exactly. Yeah. You never want to cut off more than 1/3 of the leaf blade at a time. And if you're at 6 inches, you can pretty well expect any work time you mow it, you're going to scalp. So it's definitely would be a gradual takedown on something like that.
Jay Daniken, it's westcoastturf.com, and you can sign up and follow along with his blog. It's Ask Mr. Wisegrass. That's a great name, Jay.
There he is.
Well, thank you.
Good to talk to you, Jay. Thanks.